The North Thompson Aboriginal Cultural Centre Society, NTACCS, hosted a special luncheon on Saturday, April 12 at the Dutch Lake Community Centre, DLCC. Invited guests in attendance from the head office of the BC Métis Federation, BCMF, were President Keith Henry, and two members of the BCMF Conservation Department, Zia Yazdani, Conservation Manager and Team Lead Angel Fisher. Cindy Wilgosh, Executive Director, Chair of the NTACCS, welcomed the team from Vancouver, sharing the generous donation they were there to present. "We are so grateful for this amazing donation of 30 wasp sprinklers and 4 spill kits donated by the conservation team of the BC Métis Federation," she said. "Clearwater has been identified as being at critical risk for wildfire in the province, and many of our most vulnerable citizens are on fixed budgets, finding the additional cost of home protection beyond their means. These sprinklers will be so appreciated by many in our community and have the potential to save lives and homes in the event of fire. Thank you, Keith, Zia and Angel, for making the trip to Clearwater to join us for this special lunch. We are so thankful for such great community partners." BC Métis Federation President Keith Henry told Black Press the BC Métis Federation and partners here in the North Thompson Aboriginal Cultural Centre Society continue to work together to support Métis community and families in Clearwater. "We understand Clearwater is facing serious fire risk this summer, and as such our conservation team has created a new initiative to provide wildfire protectant kits. Our collective support for safety and bringing partners together resulted in this event this weekend. Thank you to President Cindy Wilgosh and local Métis leaders for your commitment to protect the safety of our Métis families in the area. BC Métis Federation provincial leaders made a decision to focus on support for this community, and thank you to the conservation donors who enabled BC Métis Federation to gift these new safety tools. As president of the BC Métis Federation, I was honored to support our team and present the wildfire kits yesterday in Clearwater." Angel Fisher is a team led with the BCMF Conservation Department based in the Lower Mainland, and she explained what their team has been doing in recent months. "We wanted to shift our focus this fiscal year to prioritize emergency preparedness in our department, so Zia, our conservation manager, and I have been traveling around this past couple of months to various communities in BC while having roundtable discussions and chats with community members on what their specific concerns are in each community. One of the biggest was the concern surrounding wildfires. Clearwater was an area that kept popping up in discussions as well as in our own research following articles recently identifying Clearwater as high risk for wildfire," she said. Fisher said they've collected donations throughout the year through their conservation department and held strategic planning meetings to determine how these funds would be used best, such as the donation to the NTACCS. Blackpool Fire Chief Mike Savage attended the luncheon in support of the NTACCS and to demonstrate the use and installation of the wasp sprinklers. "I provided demo on how to install the wasp sprinklers on your home gutters and how to attach the hose. I spoke on water use with the kits and what fire departments can do for structural protection. This very generous donation will go a long way towards helping people protect their homes thanks to the BC Métis Federation," said Savage. As part of the donation, Upper Clearwater Volunteer Fire Brigade, UCVFB, Representative Claudette Shaw, and her partner Jerry KYNL, both directors at large of the UCVFB, accepted 2 spill kits to add to their firefighting equipment in Upper Clearwater ahead of wildfire season. "We really appreciate this donation and must add what a wonderful luncheon event this was, so we want to thank Cindy and her team and the BCMF for their generosity," said Shaw. Lindsay McInnes, vice chair for the NTACCS, also told Black Press, "I'd like to say how grateful we are to the BC Métis Federation for supporting us in our wildfire prevention efforts. Their donation of 30 wasp roof sprinkler kits are so appreciated and so needed. The North Thompson Aboriginal Cultural Centre will be happily accepting applications for these kits in the coming weeks, with preference given to elders, young families and people who may not be able to afford one otherwise." McInnes also offered special thanks to Fire Chief Savage for the installation demo and Mayor Merlin Blackwell for answering questions and providing information on what the District of Clearwater is doing to help with wildfire prevention. Many thanks to the other community group members and elders for attending and to Sherry and Abby Elliott for the amazing lunch, she added. Mayor Blackwell praised the NTACCS, Cindy and the members of the Aboriginal Center and Métis Federation have been great supporters not only of their own members but of those in the community that are most vulnerable. Cindy and her amazing group of volunteers continue to inspire us all with their dedicated service for the good of all in the valley. WASP sprinklers applications are being accepted via the NTACCS at entaboriginal.ccs@gmail.com or visit their Facebook page to learn more. https://www.facebook.com/culturalconnectioncenter